Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School Guidance Counselor Brad Ingbers joins us on today's program to talk about the 6th annual Win Room program, which is ongoing through the end of next week. Students are going to have unique classes, so they're going to still have to be in class, but they're going to learn a variety of things. And over the years, you've had different guest teachers and others come in. What are some of the programs that you typically have, and which ones are new this year?
We have two periods of classes, really. We have morning classes and afternoon class. We have one class that's going to go all day, but our kids get that three-hour block of working with our teachers here at Pella Christian who are in the specialty area. Or like you said, we have people from the community who've come in and volunteered to teach a class. And, you know, we have the traditional things that are really popular with kids, any kids like the cooking class. So Frank Vandenbosch and Dan Vermeer have a class that has been popular over the years where they go and they spend a whole day just cooking. And those guys actually in their kitchens, they have nice kitchens in their homes and the kids come to their house and they have fun with that. And Mrs. Blunk has a Just Roll With It class. But we have classes related to photography, videography. This year, for the first time, we're going to have a student-led class. He's going to have a teacher with him, but Dawson Ford is going to teach a class on film and stuff is what Dawson is going to teach. And Dawson is a creative student who has a lot of great ideas. He does a lot of AV stuff for us here at school. And just looking forward to having that being taught by one of our students. You know, we have music-related classes as well. We have worship band. Another unique thing that they started last year, Mr. Van Voorst has a Uke Can Make Music, where he teaches kids how to play ukulele, and they make their music and have a good time with that. We have some sports-related classes. 7 Sports in 7 Days has been popular, where sports that we don't have in PE, our kids can go and be actively involved, like bowling, pickleball, racquetball, things like that. Other kids get opportunities to go outside. We have a total outdoorsman class where they talk about archery and hunting and things like that. So just some unique stuff.
And Brad, now when we look at some of the other opportunities that students have, you're going to see a lot of them throughout the community with internships. And I know that at our office, we've had a few over the years. We'll have another one again. What's it like, A, to have all these kids engage with local community business leaders and nonprofit organizations, and B, what is that valuable experience they're getting?
This is my second year as the internship coordinator, and I just am blown away by the support our community gives for the education of young people. You know, we have the Standard folks. We have great corporations here in Pella. Pella Corp, Vermeer, PPI are all very supportive of our program. Like you said, KNIA is going to have one of our students come and work there. But even some of the smaller businesses, the veterinary clinics, the agricultural places like Farm Services and Two Rivers Co-op and Key Cooperative are all participating. They might have one or two students come in and help out, and other retail stores. There's just a lot of opportunities for our kids. And like I said, without the support of our community, and you know, especially in those bigger corporations where we have people willing to set aside some time and coordinate all this stuff for our kids. When you get 7 or 8 high school kids coming in for a 7-day internship, that takes a lot of coordination, and we really rely heavily on people in the HR departments of those businesses. You know, I think of the hospital, and you can see the list here of kids that we have. There's 24 kids going into health-related careers, and that's everything from the hospital, Mahaska County Hospital, Pella Regional Hospital, but also the chiropractic clinics in town. There's a couple of them that are taking students. Physical therapy at Kinetic Edge, physical therapy at the hospital, dentist office, so just a variety. Really, by far this year, again, healthcare is the most popular. Of the 75 kids doing internship, 24 of those are in health-related careers. So we really bank on the good support of doctors, nurses, but some of the experiences that kids can get at the hospital, like in radiology or in medical imaging, are all just great experiences that our kids can get working side by side with professionals in those fields. Our goal, obviously, is that the kids would take those internships and enjoy it, but it also works if the kids get exposure to those different career areas and then realize maybe this isn't for me. And we've had kids do that over the years, too, where they've had an internship experience and they'll readily admit, and we encourage them to admit that, like, yeah, I thought that was something that I'm interested in, but you know, after seeing what they do, I'm just not sure that my skills or interests are in that area. So it's positive. It's been a great experience for our kids.
And then last but certainly not least, Winterham is international, Brad, and you're going to have students traveling all over the globe as you have in years past. And this year, a couple of new trips as well. What are some of the highlights when it comes to those groups of students, and they're pretty large groups of students, when they do head out of state and out of country?
Again, that's another thing that has really been a blessing to this whole program. We've been going to Haiti. I think we've gone every year. Keith Anderson has kind of been our teacher that has headed up that trip every year. But they go to Haiti and do that service down there, working with Pella Christian Schools. And my daughter went on that last year. And any kid that comes back from that experience, just, you know, they enjoy the bonding experience to be with other high school students, but also that exposure to different cultures. And, you know, it's valuable for our kids to get out to places like Haiti and realize, you know, this might be an area that I'm interested in the future. Maybe missions is something that I want to do. So Haiti, of course, is a good one. We're going to go to Spain again this year. Mr. Noble, our Spanish teacher, is going to take a group of kids to Spain. And then, like you said, two new trips this year. We're going to Eastern Europe. You know, that'll be a whole new cultural experience for them. And then we got a group that just organized. They had originally, our Bible teacher, Joel Ridham, was going to take a group of kids down to Atlanta to a revival, to some conference down there. That fell through. The kids were interested in doing a trip, and they ended up getting down to Houston area for flood recovery with World Renew. So World Renew is going to take on our group of students as 22 students and four adults, doing some work for them as flood relief.
Once again, that was Pella Christian High School Guidance Counselor Brad Ingbers discussing Winterham. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.